Welcome to the 2013 World Under-23 Ultimate Championship Podcast. I'm Otto Chung. In our sixth podcast, Barry Goldlis and I interview the captain of the Swiss Open team, Kaspar Mueller, and the coach, Luca Miglioretto. This podcast was recorded on March 17th, 2013. Luca, thanks for joining us. You're the coach of the Swiss team, and you've been playing in Ultimate in Switzerland for a few years. Can you give us a sense of what the Ultimate community is like in Switzerland or the Swiss college community?
I've been playing Ultimate since 10 years now, and I started quite early. I was 12 when I got into a team, and thanks to my older brother, this was possible. And we do have quite many teams for the size of the country we are. We are pretty small, but we do have like around 30, 35-ish teams, which compete in different divisions. And within the last years, we could get to a quite good level, which is quite satisfying on tournaments, like the results we get. And we are actually competing in the top teams of Europe when we put together a national team. So even though we're small, we're pretty good. We have a pretty good level.
How is Ultimate accepted in like Swiss sports culture? I know in Switzerland, hockey's a big sport. I'm sure soccer's a big sport. Where does Ultimate rank in the level of, like, is it the third sport in college? Is it the fourth sport?
It's definitely growing. But it's not really a big sport because soccer and ice hockey is just taking way too much place.
But, so when you tell your friends that I play Ultimate, do they give you that, what is that kind of look to it? Or?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
So Luca, you're the coach of this Open team. How's the team looking?
Pretty happy that actually I can make this interview right now because we had our first practice. So I could say, like, we do have quite good players with international experience, and they really will be playing on a good level. But we do not have a team of total experienced and massive players. We have quite a big skill differences in between the players, but I think we could be like have a good offense line. Play pretty good. I see us more in the middle of the rankings because all other countries which are not in Europe are, one, hard to estimate how good they are, and two, most times, like from experience, they are pretty good.
Kaspar, what do you think the team as a group needs to do to improve the skill level?
I think it needs definitely a lot of work from the individual players, because there's like Luca said, there's a big difference between the good and the not that good players, let's call it. And it's not just in experience or technique, but also like in physical aspects. There's players who were like totally finished after the practice, while there were players who just like fresh still.
So Luca, do you know, I guess after your practice today, you have a better idea of from a physical standpoint on what everybody needs to do to, I guess, get up to game condition for the tournament?
I do give all the players some extra practices, and I did not really had a look to whom I should take a better look to give more exercises and see who needs more, but we definitely need some extra practice besides our regular practice to get in shape for that big tournament.
Though Switzerland's a smallish country, is it easier to get everyone together because it's at most a 2-hour drive from like the furthest point?
Actually, it's only 1-hour drive, pretty much. But, yeah, well, if you take the center point, there's really, you can gather all together within. You can say like, "Hey guys, let's meet tomorrow," and if they have the time, it's just so easy to get from anywhere to anywhere.
So, Luca, you telling us before that you played and coached in the last Under-23 tournament in Italy. Can you tell us what your experience was?
In only few words, it was the best tournament I've played. It was a really great atmosphere. It was just massive to be within these really good players, which are not juniors anymore, but not the big open players either. So in between everybody is just trying to find his skills and playing his skills, and that just mixes up to a really quite good atmosphere, because they are also, besides the field, they're very social, very open to new players. You meet a lot of new players at your age, which is not usual, because the age I started, pretty much nobody was playing at my age. So I was very happy to see so many players playing in my age. That was great.
What have you told the team about what to expect in an under 23 tournament? Have you given them advice about how to have a great time?
I did say some few things which are quite the most essential. I told them, like, guys, this is going to be so awesome. Just, I'm happy to be a coach of you, and I know it's going to be great, because there's nothing else to expect. I told them to take enough shirts to trade, to be open, to be social, and not to like, yeah, just let go. Don't hesitate doing anything or meeting people. That's just great.
Hey, what is the ultimate touring season like in Europe? Like, how many tournaments can you guys play in a year? And how much traveling would you have to do?
Oh, there's pretty much every weekend a tournament. In, let's say, not every country, but you could be playing each weekend with not big travel distances. We do have like two big tournaments, which are also the biggest, I guess, in Europe overall, which is the Tom's Tourney in Bruges, Belgium, and the Windmill Windup in Amsterdam, which was covered by Sky for the American Ultimate Scene, just to get a little to know the European Ultimate Scene.
Actually, Luca and me, we finished the tournament. I passed on Luca for the final point in the final.
True, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We managed to win both of those tournaments last year, so we're going to be excited this year again to play this.
Well, can you give us a scouting report about the other European teams that are coming to Toronto for the under 23?
Germany is going to be strong. And the English are traditionally pretty strong too. And probably,
but they lost a bit of strength the last years, I figured.
British?
Yeah, well, they seem to. We were not so much under their level. Well, they still beat us, but
yeah,
Germany is gonna be like they're gonna be compete for the top. They got third. They won bronze in Florence as the best European team, and they were able to compete against the top. So I don't expect them to be like world champion, but I think they can. They are able to get a medal.
Why do you think the Germans are so strong?
I don't know. They got a lot of people.
I do know. They have a juniors program better than many other countries. Yeah. And they have like just, they used to be not that good, even though they're a massive big country compared to others. And now they have many juniors upcoming, which start playing at a really low age. And they just got into it. Like, Germany is going to be the next one of the best countries, because they made it well enough, so they have teams which are juniors team competing at European club finals in the end of the years. Like, they are just 20 and competing against all the grown-up teams, the big teams, and that's only possible in Germany because there are so many and they're so good. And that's the payoff. Yeah. Now,
so you think it would be like US, Canada, Germany, that's how you predict a finish in the open division?
I would say Japan, even though I'm very surprised always, like, they don't seem to be really strong, but they're just so consistent. They yes. just get very good.
They're very, they're very disciplined, aren't they?
Yeah,
they are. They are. I guess
they had a sick team at Florence.
And don't forget, in a different other sport, in soccer, that's exactly what they said about, you know, during the Women's World Cup as well, and you know, they knocked out the States. So
yeah.
We'd like to thank Kaspar and Luca for helping us with this podcast, and we'll see you in Toronto this summer.